Organizers say there's a new record holder for the longest number of consecutive chess matches. Nigerian chess master Tunde Onakoya clocked in 60 hours of chess in Times Square last night. Two players, sometimes three, over and over again, in the rain and cold, amid a thick crowd of tourists and many of his own countrymen. WNYC's Charles Lane stopped by to check out how they did it and why.
Under the cloying saturation of Times Square's billboards, Onakoya toggles his head between two chessboards, seemingly oblivious to the dancing street performers and crush of tourists around him. On one board is Fairmaid Akani. Her queen is in trouble. 2 minutes later, game over.
13 moves and checkmate. The quickest, he was amazing. I didn't think I would last that long, to be honest. I thought 2 moves I would be checkmated and out. But 13, it was an interesting game.
They stand and shake hands. While Akani debriefs me on her loss, Onakoya arranges the items on his table. A thermos, coffee cup, energy drink, bottle of Advil.
You can see him, he's having a Advil or two, so headaches, pain relief, cough meds.
Akani, like most of the onlookers ringed around the players, is also from Nigeria. She traveled from her home in New Jersey to come play Onakoya.
I would love to play him again. I think that was too short a game. That's the quickest checkmate I've ever had since playing chess. I mean, of course, he's a master, too. But I think I can do better than that.
Onakoya is in a jacket and scarf, bundled against the mid-April chill. He's been at it for 8 hours now, another 50 to go. Onakoya turns back to his other game against professional chess coach Sean Martinez. Martinez's rook bears down on Onakoya's queen. The match looks close. Onakoya appears antsy, and he stands up and calls an organizer over. They both jump over the velvet rope and sprint towards a restaurant, I assume for the bathroom, which raises a list of other questions, like sleep, food, it's going to rain. Martinez gets up and wanders near.
Can I ask you, how is it going?
It's exciting, and I can't believe how many people are showing up hour after hour, and it's pretty tiring, too. You know, we've been here already 8 hours.
Martinez says he's there to help Onakoya have a constant opponent to achieve the record. When the rain comes, they'll move under the scaffolding.
Did he have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, so every hour we get a five-minute break. He had to rush to the bathroom, so he's going to use 5 minutes of the break.
He says they've had a steady stream of fans wanting to play against Onakoya. I'm told Nigerian corners of social media are on fire with him. There's more to this chess marathon than just a world record. Surrounding the tables are QR codes leading to the donation page of the charity The Gift of Chess, which donates chess sets in hopes of expanding opportunity for children. Onakoya and his helper come jogging back, and he settles behind the board again. Martinez's rook is still pinning his queen, but Onakoya frees up some brain space for a mini interview.
I'm a little cold.
A little cold?
Yeah.
This is going to go on for another 50 hours.
Yes, yes.
Are you worried at all?
No, I think I can do it. I think my greatest opponent is staying awake. Sleep, basically. But yeah, I'm doing it for the dreams of thousands and millions of children across Africa without access to education. So that should keep me up enough.
His worst fear, he says, is 2 in the morning, when it gets really cold and there aren't as many people to watch him play. Charles Lane, WNYC News.
By the time Tunde Onakoya finished playing, he raised $96,000 for the gift of chess.